Dear brothers and sisters in Islam and humanity, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the show, Ramadan, a date with Dr. Zakir. I'm your host, Yusuf Chambers, and today we are discussing the topic, Qiyam al-Layl, the night's prayer. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dr. Zakir, I would call upon you to resolve one of the most common disputes in the Muslim Ummah during the month of Ramadan, regarding the number of rakat that are prayed in the Taraweeh, or the Qiyam al-Layl, or the night prayer. Is it 8, or should it be 20?
Our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 1, in the Book of Salah, hadith number 472, he said that when a person asks that, how should you offer the Qiyam al-Layl? The Prophet said that he should offer Qiyam al-Layl in 2 rakat, followed by 2 rakat, followed by 2 rakat, followed by 2 rakat, and so on. And when he feels that dawn is approaching, he should offer 1 rakat. So all the rakat become witr, become odd. That means you can pray as many as you wish. Later on, have one number, an odd number, so that everything becomes odd. So as far as the number of rakat are concerned, you can pray as many as you wish. But as far as the practice of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is concerned, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 2, in the Book of Tahajjud, hadith number 1147, that Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she says that the Prophet, while offering Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan, used to always offer 11 rakat, not more than 11 rakat. And this is to do even other months. That means 8 rakat of Qiyamul Layl and 3 rakat of Witr. So it becomes 8 plus 3, 11 rakat. And there are various other hadith which always say that all the hadith that we find of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether it be Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, all of them said that he prayed 8 rakat or this 11 rakat. 11 includes 8 plus 3. And further, the same hadith of Sahih Bukhari, volume number 2, in the Book of Tahajjud, hadith number 1147, Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, when she says that the Prophet always offered 11 rakat in Ramadan and even other times. And she said that he used to offer 4 rakat. And I cannot narrate to you the time, the beauty, and the length of this rakat. And it's to again offer 4 rakat. And I cannot narrate to you the beauty and the length of this 4 rakat. And then it's to offer 3 rakat, indicating 8 plus 3. But if you read the practice of the Salaf al-Salihin, of our predecessors, of the Sahabas, the Tabain, Tabi Tabain, we find from records that they prayed 11 rakat, some prayed 13, some prayed 19, some prayed 23, some prayed 36, some prayed 39 rakats also. And if you read the Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba, volume number 2, page number 165, 166, it says that the Tabaeen, when they offered the Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan, which is known as Taraweeh, they offered 20 rakat. Some place it says that they offered 36 rakat. So as far as the rakats are concerned, as the Prophet, the call, the commandment of the Prophet was that read 2 rakat, 2 rakat, 2 rakat, 2 rakat, as much as you wish, then 1. And as I mentioned earlier in Sahih Bukhari, hadith number 472, volume number 1, you can read as many rakats as you want, in 2, 2, 2, and then 1. But if you want to follow the sunnah of the Prophet always offered 8 rakat plus 3. So what is permissible? As many as you wish. 8, 10, 20, 36, no problem. And then followed by 3 witr. But the Prophet offered 8 plus 3, 11. But you can offer as many as you wish.
Well, of course, you've mentioned that one could pray as much as you like in terms of the number of rakah. But the sunnah is 8. This is what you've said.
That's it. Prophet offered 8.
Alhamdulillah.
But he permitted you can offer as many as you wish.
Right, right. So as many as you like, but the sunnah is 8. However, if a person or a group of people pray 8 in 1 hour and another group of people pray 20 in 1.5 hours, which would you say is the best?
So your question has got 2 portions. One is the number of rakat, other is the length. As I mentioned in the earlier answer, that the longer it is, the better it is. The Prophet said that. And the other is that any rakat is fine, Prophet offered 8. Now, you know, 8 and 1 hour is better, or 20 and 1.5 hour is better? Before I answer this question, I'll tell you that if a person is offering his salah in a mosque which is praying in congregation 8 rakat, he should not get up and pray additional 12 and make it 20 because he feels 20 is better. Neither should a person who's offering Taraweeh or the Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan offers his Qiyamul Layl in a mosque which is offering 20 rakat in Jummah. He should not offer 8 rakat and walk out, because the Prophet said that a person who prays along with the Imam and ends with the Imam, it is as though he has offered the Salah for the whole night. So we should be more tolerant and agree that the Prophet allowed all types. If a person wants to offer 20, if he's offering in a mosque of 8 rakat in Jama'at, offer 8 rakat in Jama'at, he can go home and offer the remaining balance of the 20, that's 12 rakat. As far as the question is concerned, which is better, 8 rakat and 1 hour, or 20 rakat and 1.5 hour? Here again, as I said, that the call, the commandment of the Prophet is that you can offer as many as you wish, and the longer it is, the longer it is better. But the Prophet offered long and 8 rakat. So if you ask me which is better, both acceptable. But the better would be that if he offers the same length, but with 8 rakat. Same length, 8 rakat, whether it be 1 hour, 2 hour or 3 hours. So if you ask me 1 hour with 8 rakat is better or 1 hour with 20 rakat is better, I would prefer 1 hour with 8 rakat. But, as your question is, if it's 1 hour with 8 rakat and 1.5 hour with 20 rakat, I would prefer 20 rakat, 1.5 hour. Because the call of the Prophet is longer the better which you're doing. And again, the call is you can offer as many as you wish. So I would prefer 20 rakat and 1.5 hour rather than 8 rakat and 1 hour. And that's what we see in the Harmain. They have 20 rakat, but they have long for approximately 2 hours there. And in the other mosque, they have 8 rakat and shorter duration. But in both the Harmain, Masjid Haram in Makkah and Medina, mashallah, they have 4 long hours. As it is, the Harmain, you get multiple rewards. You get 1,000 times in the Masjid Nabawi and 100,000 in Masjid Haram Makkah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Zakir, regarding that superb answer. I think we've learned an awful lot about this particular aspect, the night prayer, Qiyam al-Layl, during the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and hopefully we will all take as much benefit as possible and implement it during this Ramadan and the coming Ramadans, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Brothers and sisters, I truly hope, inshallah, that you have benefited enormously.